Why do we say this? The Chulin next say we should look. Hey, din nafal. Rashi the Girsa next say hi nafal. Let's see which house fell down. Or else hi din mace. Which one died? In other words, if the best house fell down and echnami, then lakech loses out. If the best ever died, then lakech loses out. But it's not the best one. So then, why could the meicher tell lakech this is the one I meant to sell you? Before we said in the Sefer Shloshim, it means the best you have. My answer is, Shana Lakeach, I tell you, when you're buying something with when the Lakeach is being mighty, taken away from the Muchzik, then the Svar is the Yad Balasta Ala Tachtoinam. This Lakeach, the one that bought it, his hands is on the low. Therefore, the Meicher has the upper hand, the Meicher is the Muchzik in the house or in the Yevid, he has the right to say which one I meant to sell you. Mashenka and Bahedish, where you're being Makdashit, there's no mighty. The other story is you meant to be Makdash, the best one. The Gemara says, if so, Hashtag the Asan Hochi, now they come on to this story, Afilu Teim Aliyah, the Griya, even if you want to say the story before, when the person says, I'll sell you one of my houses. So first the question was, Behegdish, we say it means the best. And then we had a start to say it only means the attic. So we changed it around, no, it meant the best house. So now, according to this, you don't have to change around and say it means the best house. But you said the story is, even if it means the worst house, just the attic, still, the story is Yad Balashtara or Tachtoinu. When you're buying something, your hand is on the low because you're being mighty. Even though the Hegish, when you're being Makish, you mean the best. But over here, where you're being mighty, when Makir is being mighty, here we say his Yad is Al Tachtoinu. Now the Mishnah says, Hare Yolai Oilo. Somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring a korban. Oilo, Hare Yolai Oilo, his Yakuv Eilo Bamigdish. He has to bring it in the base of Migdish in Yerushalayim. Let's say he brings the korban in base chonyoy, is lo yotze. He's not mekayim his neder. A stam korban means to be brought in the base mikdash, non base chonyoy. Chonyoy, we'll see later in the Gemara, that was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, and when he was niftam, it's a machlokes, he went to build his own base mikdash in Yerushalayim, in Mitzrayim. It's a machlokes where they did it l'shem Shemayim, or l'shem avoy the Zoro. But even if it was done l'shem Shemayim, still, the mice, whoever brings the korban there, is over the issur of shchut echutz. So therefore, if your manadas bring a korban oila, minastam you mean in the base of Migdash, so if you bring it in base chonav in Mitzrayim, you're not mekayim your neder. What's going to be if somebody says, lechatchila shakrivena b'base chonav, I'm making my neder, that I want to bring this korban in the base of Migdash of base chonav, that was made in in Mitzrayim, so yakrivena b'migdash. Still, the lechatchila is supposed to bring it in the base of Migdash. Since you said Harei Ala Oila, the only way you're Mekayim Yechayv is in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Migriva of Beis Chonyuv, if you bring this korban in the Beis Chonyuv, the way you made your neder, is Taka Yotza. Lamaisa, you Yotza your neder. Even though Lamaisa, you're over Nisra Shkut Echutz, for having it brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, but I call upon him, still you Yotza your neder. The Rabbi Shimon says, Ainz Oila, no, it's not called the korban Oila at all. Like your neder wasn't a good neder in the first place. Since you made the neder clearly, I'm going to ask to bring in a Beis Chonon, and you have no chiv, you can't bring a korban there, therefore, amongst the neder, the item is not chal at all. What's going to be now, somebody says, Hareini Nozir, I want to become a Nozir, so Yigalach Benigdash, he has the mitzvah Giluach, when he gets finished his Nazirus, he has to shave off all his hair, that has to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. After he finishes his days of the Nazirus, and then he brings his korbanos there. So, the im gilat for Beis Chonyuv, let's say he takes his haircut in Beis Chonyuv, so lo yotzi, now mekayim your mitzvah. Since you made a stam neder, a stam nezirus, you have to do it, your korbanos under the kalachas, in the Beis Mikdash, not in Beis Chonyuv. What's going to be the chatchilu when you made your neder, you said clearly, shagalech the Beis Chonyuv, I want to become a nozir, I'm an ass that I'll bring my haircut should be taken in Beis Chonyuv. So Tanakam holds again, Yigaleach Bamigdash. Still, Lechatchilu the haircut should be done in the base of Migdash. But the Gilas, the base Chonav, Yotza. But the Yevad, if you do it in base Chonav, the way you made your neder, you did a kaim your neder. However, again, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein zen nozir, no, the Nazirus is not chal. Since you said a nozir, Nazirus, to make it in base Chonav, that's not the mitzvah. So no, that's not the way to make the neder, but chal, the Nazirus is not chal. Now the Gemara says, Yotza, how could you say if you bring a korban oila in Beis Chonav? Well, you made your neder to bring in the Beis Chonav, you bring it there. You Yotza your neder, and have a minute reason, Yotza your din korban also. Either Mikta Kotla, whoever does it is Chayiv Nisa. He's over the Aveir of Shkutei Chutz. So how can you say Yotza? Somer of Hamnuna, Nase Koymer, Harei Yalai Oilo, Al Menas, Shlo Yizchayiv Achri Yusa. It's like you set apart, you made a neder, you'll have a chiyuv to bring a korban oilo, but with no achrayis, if anything goes wrong, I don't have to bring another one. It's like here also, the maaseh, if you bring this oilo in beis chunuf, the maaseh, like you're supposed to be, have a chiyuv chorus for that, but you don't have any achrayis to bring another one. So that's the pshat that yotzi dechavosai. Meaning to say, you have no achrayis, you have no chiyuv to bring another one. Omale Robus, Robus said, Vak elamayatif, so that's the pshat over here by the korban oilo. Sefer, what are you doing in the Sefer, the Mishnah, about in this Nazir? To Tony, it says in the Sefer, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir. Shagalech, the Beis Chunyov, so I should be able to take my Hekar in the Beis Chunyov. Loch Yizgalech, the Migdosh, still is supposed to take his Hekar in the Beis Midish to Chachila. That's the Mitzvah of a Nazir. But it says clearly in the Mishnah, Yim Gilech, the Beis Chunyov, let's say this Nazir takes his Hekar in Beis Chunyov, and that Beis Midish that Chunyov built outside in Mitzrayim, Yotza, it says he is Yotza. So the question is, how was the Yotza's his Naziris over here? His Hachinam here also, the Nasa Kaima Reini Nazir, Al Menash La Yitzchai B'Achrayis, Korbanoisov, you want to tell me that if he made himself to be a Nazir, Al Menash with the condition he's not Mechayiv with the Achrayis, and the side doesn't bring the Korban, he doesn't have a Chiv to bring another Korban, how could that be? Well, we have the Chur took his haircut and he brought us Korbanis in Beis Chonuf. So he was not Mekayim the mitzvah of the Korbanis. So what do you want to say? As if you don't have to be Mekayim it. If so, Nazir, Lemaisa, this person was a Nazir. And the law of a Nazir is, Kamadu Lemaisa Korbanis. So if Kozman did not bring us Korbanis, Lemaschasha, he has no heptit, he caught him to come to Beis Hamikdash. So this Nazir, how would he ever become kosher? Even if you want to say as if he made it tonight, he has no Achiev Achrayis, but Lemaisa, he wasn't Mekayim his Chayim of the Nazir. If so, how does it become kosher? So my answer is, Ela rather on my rover. Rover says like this. Odom zeladur in eschavin. This person, when he first made his neder for oila, he did not really mean to bring a korban oila. He only meant to bring a present. That's all. Rashi b'le chala le shemo enechlam is not chala maisa chiyav oila. Therefore, even if you bring in a beis chonov, for the evad yiyotza. Omri said like this. He sagi li beis chonyov terachno. If I could do it in Beis Chonev, very good, I'll bring it. But fail in the similar story, your story. I can't be Machai myself to do more. To go further, then Meretz, I can't go further. Rashi says, fail in the similar story, Baruch of Meretz Yisrael. Aymed, he was very far from Meretz Yisrael. The Kar of Lechun, he was near Chunyot. Valibu the Rava, Le Machai Mishum Shkutechutz. And according to Rava Taki, he's not Chai Mishum Shkutechutz in such a case. Because he never meant to make it into a korban. He only meant to bring for present in Beis Chunev and never meant to be Makdash to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Chal, the Kedusha is not Chal. So Nozer Nam, the same thing by Nozer also. High guard with this person, Letzur Nashiko Mechavim. He only meant to give some pain to himself. Not to really be Chal Isur Nezirus upon him, but just to give himself some pain to refrain from drinking wine. Omri said like this. Isag Beis Chunev. If I could be Yotze, my Nezirus, my Kabonis, my Mitzvah Tekalachas, in this Beis Hamikdash, in Chunyov, Terachna, then I'll become a Nazir. But Feilah, Mitzvah Teruei, but if I can't be Yotze, my Mitzvahs, in Beis Chunyov, I never meant to make myself into a real Nazir. So the Kepchil, the Nezirus, was never Chal, that's Pshan HaMishnah, that's why it says Yotze. The Rav Hamnuna Amavuna says like this, Rav Hamnuna Amaloch, Nazir Kede Amrit. Nozir is like you say, they never meant to become a Nozir on the side, he can't bring us Kabonis in Beis Chonuf, so it was never Chalad Naziris. But Oyla, it's like this. Amanash le Yitzchayim Bach Yusuf Kamar. By Kovner, it wasn't a Dorin, it was like a Korban. But he meant to bring it only with no Chiyav Achrayis. So once it's killed, even though they killed it in Beis Chonuf, they made a Shechita there, he has no Chiyav to bring another one. That's why Yetzir is Neder. The Mora says now, the Av Reb Yechvin Sovlo Lodim Ramuna. Even Rabbi Yechon also agrees to this terrace over Rav Nuna. The Yom Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, if somebody says, Arei Yelai Oilom, Havachit Vinu Korban Oilom, Shak Rivenu Beis Chonuf, Rabbi Yechonu Beis Chonuf, Vik Rivu Beretz Yisrael, and instead they bring an answer on the Beis Chonuf, this is Yotza. But the Yainish Chorus, he has the Chiyav Chorus, so the Pshat was the Chiyav Chorus, he was for Shkut Echutz, In other words, again, he set a rail or to bring in the Beis Chonuch, and then he brought in Eretz Yisrael, but not in the Beis Hamidrash, not in Yerushalayim. He stand brought in Eretz Yisrael. So it's called his Yotz, his Neder. Why? Because when he said Beis Chonuch, it was not really Kfiyas Mokim. He only meant to say, whatever I do with it, I'm not Mechayim B'Achru Yisrael. So whatever I do with it, Mechayim is Neder. But then the Chonami, the Kedusha was Chalorit, and therefore since the Shechita was done outside the Beis Hamidrash, even in Eretz Yisrael, still Yechayim Koros. Tani nam lechu, we learn like this also. Herei ala ula. Someone says they have zechit to bring a korban ula. Shakrivena by midbar. But he speaks like clearly, he wants to be able to bring it in the midbar. And the grieve of the Eva yad, and he brings it on the other side of the yad, and again, not on the base of Migdash. That's in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. The same thing. Yotza, lemaitzes, yotzes, nedem. Because he meant to mechayiv himself to bring this korban without a chrayis. So whatever is done to it, he's mechayim his nedem. But lemaitzes, the yonish chorus still is chayiv chorus. Because lemaitzes, he was not the shit. So therefore, this considered a shrute chutz. Therefore, it's chayat chorus for the aver of shrute chutz. Here, the Mishnah says, what? Ha-kahanim she-shimshu be-beis chunuf. The kahanim that did the avoid in this beis chunuf. We'll see no be-beis, what exactly, but it was. That's the bias that they built in Mitzrayim. So, thirdly, shamshu be-migdash. Shev Yishlayim, they should not do the avoid in the beis migdash in Yishlayim. The answer of Lehman, for sure, Lidover Achav, that if a Kohen did an Avoida by the base Avoida Zoro, then for sure he cannot do the Avoida later in the base Hamikdash. Yeah. And Shinema, right, the Pasuk says, Melochim Achla Yalo Kahane Yabomis Mizbeh Hashem Yishlayim, that the Kahanim that did the Avoida in the Bomis Mash Hashem Avoida Zoro, they should not be Kahanim in the base Hamikdash in Yishlayim. Ki Mochlu Matzah is the Kerevachayim. The only thing they could do is they could eat kodshim, that they could. Because the loch is, harayim with kabali mum, and have a loch like a bal mum. So Rashi says it means that hachokim v'yechlim kodshim, they could take a portion to eat the kodshim, but they can't do the avoida. Therefore, hachokim v'yechlim, but lay magrivim. They could take a portion, but the avoida they can't do. The other one says, Omer Rav Yehuda, koyin sheshokar lavodis kechovim, a Kohen that first worshipped L'shem Avoy Dezorah, and Rashi says, and then V'sher, then the Kohen did tshuva. So, Korbon Yerech Nichoyech, if he does the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash now, after he did tshuva in Echanami, it's called the Rech Nichoyech, Mashma, it's okay, that's alright. Omer of Yitzchor, Bar of Dimi, Micro, where's the Pasuk for this? The Pasuk says, Yana She Yishoshu Oysom, Tavnegu Lehem, Roy Lebeis Yisro Lemichshel Ovon. Okay, Nesaisi Yidei Alehim Nurma Shemulakim. For Nosu Avoinum. Yeah, the what? Yana Shay Shoswaisam, they worship the Avoy Dezorah. And then it says that Nurma Shemulakim, the Nosu Avoinum, Hashem might forgave them. Oxil Basra, Vola Yigoshu, Alai Lakoyin Li. So therefore it's like this. La Yigoshu, Alai Lakoyin Li. That once they did the Avoid Lashem, Avoy Dezorah, so they can't worship for Hashem, they can't be a Kohen. So that's like this. Iovet Shiras in. Only if the Kohen did an Avodah for the Avodah Zorah, then he can't be over the Korban, like the Mishnah says, he can't be over the Korban even if he did Tshuva. But here what the Bryce of Yudim means to say, here we say the Chiddush that Kohen Sheshochat Avodah Zorah. All the Kohen did was just made a Shchit L'Shem Avodah Zorah. But he did not do a Shiras. As we hold that Shchita lav shirasu. Shchita is not called an avoda. Since the shchita is kosher bizarre, therefore it's not called a shiras. So therefore, if the kohen only shecht l'shem avoda zorah, even though it's a terrible chet, he chayiv misa for that, but if he does tshuva, so then later he could do the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. And that's what our Mishnah says, that once the kohanim worship l'shem avoda zorah, they can't do a bring korban anymore, that's what they did a shiras. If they did a zrika or a akhtara, but just the Kabbalah Adam, but if they just made a Shechita, we hold Shechita Lav Avodahi, therefore if he does Tshuva, he's still kosher to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. The other one says, Itmar, learn like this. What's going to be Shogag Vizrika? Rashi says, Zora Gedam Lavodos Kechovim B'Shogag. A Kohen was bringing the Korban Hashem Avodah Zorah. So our Mishnah says he can't be Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. What's going to be if he did a b'shogeg by mistake? Well, she says, the hashta ovid le'shiras ele sheshogeg, but he did a b'shogeg, he didn't realize it. He didn't do the mazit. Maybe within the Mishnah is only the mazit, not b'shogeg. That's the shayla. Itma yeshogeg b'zrika.
the kohen was shogag bezrik l'shem avodah zarah. So Rav Nachman noma korban erech nechayich. If he does tshuva like, and afterwards he brings the regular korban in the base of Midish, it's taka kosher. And the Mishnah is talking about the mezir, not b'shogig. Rav Shesh is someone no, ein korban erech nechayich no. Since he did a shiva l'shem avodah zarah, even though it's b'shogig, still he's not fit to be a kohen. He can't do the avodah in the base of Midish. Therefore, ein korban erech nechayich. Some of Rav Shesh says, Mino amin Allah, how do I know this? Even b'shogig. It's carbon is not kosher. You see, the pasuk says, "For hoyul beis yisrael lemichshel oven." Says that these kahanim that worship the avodah zarah, so now they're michshel oven. My love doesn't mean to say, "Oy michshel, oy oven." Either with either one that the kahanim did, they're not fit to be oved in the beis hamikdash. So michshel shogeg, the oven knows it. So pasuk means to say, even though the kohen only worship the avodah zarah, b'shogeg. Still, he's not fit anymore to be Ovid Hashem anymore. That's what Sheshis is right, even B'Shegig, he's possible. For Rav Nachman, Michshal the Yovan, the possible means one thing. Michshal does not mean Shegig here. Michshal just means a trap. The trap was that they worship the Avodah Zarah, Pemezit. So on that, they're not fit to be a Kain. But if they only were Ovid B'Shegig, could be they're still fit to do the Avodah. Omer Rav Nachman. Minoah, so Nachman says, we don't have my proof to say that b'shogeg taka is still kosher. Yeah, what does Nachman say, right? Nachman is the one that said, you come on the Kohen. How does Minoah mean the law? The Tani we learned. The Pasuk says, v'chiper ha-koyin al ha-nefesh ha-shageges b'chato. So the Kohen came in chapa and the chet was done b'shogeg. So Bishkoga, what does the Pasuk mean to say Bishkoga? B'chato Bishkoga. Lama comes to teach us, She'koyin mischapa de atzmoy. For the koyin to bring his own korban to a mechapa on the chet that he did. As she says, B'chato Bishkoga, mashma filo nefesh koyin. B'chato Bishkoga, yokum ha'akav korban alakrivoy al atzmoy. Even if a koyin did his own aver, b'shoyin, he could give him a korban. As she says, of he pashosom, the Avos Kechotim, we're talking about Avos Kechotim over here. She just said the Pasuk of the Chisisku of Loisasu. So Avos Kechotim, she was Kula Knech and Kola Tera Kula. So kids, the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen, he could bring his own Korban if he did the Chet of Avodah Zarah. So, the Mor says, B'mai, what did he do with the Chet? He learned the Bishchita that the Kohen Shecht L'Shem Avodah Zarah is so then, my year is Shoyk, Gafilu Mezer Nami. Why only if he did a shogeg, even if he did a chet b'mezid also? We said that shchit is not called the shirus, he's still fit to be kosher. Yeah. Rashi says, B'mai his polach, avos kechotim, yitzchor krol le'achshu liver b'mikdash. Like what is the Pasuk talking about teaching us a chiddush here, that he could do the avod in the base of mikdash? Samar says, if you do a shchita, pshita. El alav the zrika, chos mashma that this kohen made a zrika l'shem avodah zarah, but since he only did a b'shogeg, he could bring his own korban. So you see, the kohen is still fit to bring a korban even though he did a chet b'shogeg. It's right to Rav Nachman. For Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes says no, Rav Sheshes amaloch liyurlam could be b'shchita. Uva meizid that the chiddush is the kohen did a shchit l'shem avodah zarah and did a b'meizid. And the reason why it's mutter, because he did not do a sheiros to the avodah zarah. A shchit is not called a sheiros. Mashaken in the case where he did a sheiros, where he was over the avodah zarah with a sheiros, could be that he's not fit to be a korban. Yeah, that's what a sheiros learns. So Mar says now, I feel amazing. I'm allowed this. Shita media. Rav Yosla Tamar. They both go according to their time. Rav Nachman and Sheshes. The Itma we learned. Hezid b'shchita. What's going to be if a kohen made a shchit l'shem avodah zarah? The mezid. Rav Nachman Omar Karbon Erech Nechayich. If he brings a korban right now, it's a good korban. It's not called a shiras. Rav Sheshes Omar Ein Karbon Erech Nechayich. Rav Sheshes says no. His korban is not called a good korban. What's the machlekes? Rav Nachman Omar Karbon Erech Nechayach Lo Yovet Shiras. The Kohen only did a Shechita. Shechita is not called a Shiras. Therefore, he's still fit to be a Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Sheshes Omar No ain't carbon erich nechayach. If he brings a carbon now, that carbon is not kosher. Why?